ABC Radio Australia.
There are fresh calls for the Vanuatu government to stop its controversial citizenship by investment programs. They come after a video appeared online of an Arabic-speaking man apparently explaining how he used a Vanuatu passport to visit Greece. The video has caused a furor online and angered people like Anne Pakoa, who's the head of Vanuatu's Human Rights Coalition. She points to the video as evidence of why the government must reconsider their policy around citizenship sales. And for more, we're joined by reporter Priyanka Srinivasan. Priyanka, this is not the first time Vanuatu's citizenship program has attracted criticism. Why has this latest video reignited the controversy?
Well, to answer that, let's first have a listen to the video itself that surfaced on Vanuatu Facebook pages earlier this month.
Where I am, Hamad?
Greece,
using the Vanuatu passport.
So at this point in the video, this young man in sunglasses holds up a Vanuatu passport to the camera. He's standing in front of a white sign. It's hard to make out exactly what the sign says, but it appears to be sporting the Greek flag.
Alhamdulillah, I am right there. See the stamp?
The man then opens his passport and points to some stamps on its pages.
Two stamps from Greece and one from Bulgaria. This is a proof. Alhamdulillah, at the beginning I was panicked, honestly. I thought that they would not allow me to enter, but thank God we have done it. And this proves that everything is 100% correct. Valid passport with the nationality and access to more than 130. So I am in Greece with the Vanuatu passport. Thank you very much, Global Migrate, and I have a good
so
day.
So as you can hear at the end there, the video ends with a shout-out to the company Global Migrate. So it appears that this is an ad for the company. I did ask Global Migrate to speak with us. I'm still waiting a response. The company is one of a number of organizations based in the United Arab Emirates that sells honorary Vanuatu citizenship as part of the Vanuatu Development Support Program, VDSP, and the Vanuatu Contribution Program, VCP. Global Migrate's website describes the company as a leading provider of worldwide visas and immigration services. It also claims that it can help people secure passports for other countries, Canada, Dominica, Grenada, to name just a few. But it posts ads quite regularly for Vanuatu online on Facebook. Here's another one featuring a man allegedly from Yemen who has bought new Vanuatu passports for his family.
Global Migrate. Vanuatu passport for my family. I already got the passport.
But it was the video of the man in Greece that has seemingly shocked many people over in Vanuatu after it was posted online about 2 weeks ago. One of the people shocked is Anne Pakoa, who's head of Vanuatu's Human Rights Coalition.
That short video says it all. That video should really get us thinking as to, is this what we really want? Because we know buyers of passports could be anyone. How can we be sure that buyers of passports are good people, you know? Are they safe? Are they buying this passport for good intentions? Or, we don't know about their intentions, but for me, that short video gets me thinking, thinking about the safety of my family, safety of my friends, but also the safety of the country as a whole. Is this what we really want to see? Just a picture. I don't want to sound discriminating, but just a picture of that person, the characteristics and the looks. It's quite creepy. I mean, that's my observation.
Ms. Pakoa there mentioned the characteristics of the man featured in the video. We don't know exactly where he's from, but he does speak Arabic in the video, and Global Migrate is a Middle Eastern company. And like for Ms. Pakoa, that fact seems to have riled many people in Vanuatu. Many commenters are asking why Vanuatu passports are being sold to people in the Middle East, what are the checks involved, and why people with no obvious connection to Vanuatu are holding new Vanuatu passports.
So, Priyanka, how exactly are people from the Middle East able to secure these Vanuatu passports?
Well, that's basically the nature of Vanuatu's citizenship programs. The Middle East has a big market for these citizenship by investment schemes, which are basically programs offered by countries like Vanuatu to make money. Many people from Middle Eastern countries like Syria, Yemen, or Iraq cannot travel easily to other countries with their own passports, or may not even be eligible for passports because of their domestic laws. But a Vanuatu passport can make it easier to cross borders, as what was shown in the video itself with the man travelling to Greece on a Vanuatu passport. That's because Vanuatu has a visa waiver program with the European Union. That means non-Vanuatu nationals can travel to European countries just by presenting their passport. There are about 100 designated agents authorized by the government to sell Vanuatu citizenship. They are required by law to be non-Vanuatu people. But many of them have partners, like the company Global Migrate, in the Middle East or elsewhere, that help sell Vanuatu citizenship by investment programs. The scheme is lucrative. Last year, these honorary citizenship sales made up a reported 12 billion Vatu in income for Vanuatu. That's about 145 million Australian dollars. It brings in so much money, in fact, that the Treasury Department has said that despite the COVID-19 crisis, the citizenship program is still operating and receiving applications electronically, and therefore gaining a strong collection. The government also said that given the significant contribution the citizenship program makes to the national revenue basket, any changes to the program must be carefully thought out. Anne Pakoa from Vanuatu's Human Rights Coalition acknowledges the economic benefit Vanuatu's citizenship program makes to the country, particularly after the tough 2020 Vanuatu has had, with no tourism because of its closed borders. But she says the government needs to better scrutinize the types of people signing up. Her advice to it is to put more effort into building the seasonal worker programs with Australia and New Zealand.
If the people, in particular the youths, are throwing in their concerns on social media about this video, then it should really alert everyone, especially the policymakers and the Vanuatu Citizenship Commission, to really sit down and come into the realization that, okay, we're selling this passport to anyone, despite their locations, nationality, religion, for that matter. So that should be a big concern. Vanuatu is all about our values and Christian principles and the traditional principles that we believe in. And we're rooted in that. We're the custodian ship of our land, and if and our faith is based on Christian principles. But if we're using the sales of passports as a mechanism to make money, then that's scary. So prior to COVID-19, I would have said, okay, and I will always say, it's not a good idea of selling your, selling your identity away to foreigners. But then, taking a COVID-19 pandemic into the picture, I think that came as a relieving mechanism for us economically. But it should not give us an excuse to continue doing that, because if you look at the economic radar, I think we're doing well regarding the seasonal workers program in New Zealand and Australia. So I think as a country, we should really look look at that and to invest in the RSC programs in New Zealand and in Australia and do away with the sales of passports.
Anne Pakoa there from Vanuatu's Human Rights Coalition. I did try to contact the Vanuatu government for comment on their citizenship sales. I'm still waiting for a response. The Vanuatu government has said in the past, though, that it will conduct a review of both of the programs.